early. I've been sleeping on the wrong side of the bed. I've been going crazy with all the things you said. My friends say that I'm changing. Well, if I am, I'm changing for the best. Now I think I'm ready to give these bones a rest. And there's a price I had to pay. Years of loneliness were bound to end this way. Wasn't looking early. I've been sleeping on the wrong side of the bed. I've been going crazy with all the things you said. My friends say that I'm changing. Oh, well, if I am, I'm changing for the best. Now I think I'm ready to give these bones a
Jen from Folk Roots Radio catching up with Union Juke after an absolutely amazing performance at the Mariposa Folk Festival. You know, these guys are so good that they were invited back after starting off as a band that actually auditioned for this festival in 2013. They had such an amazing time and amazing performances that for the 2014 edition of the festival, they are very much front and center. And you guys, I don't know what it is, but I think you're heading for great things. You've just released your new album, which is entitled Cash and Carry, and I think that's the second one. But before we get to that, I'm going to get you to introduce yourselves.
Sure. My name is Matt Worry Smith.
And I'm Ethan Smith. Not related.
You always have to state that. So tell us a little bit about Union Juke, how you got together. You're a pretty young band, but you know, the thing that I love about it when I watch you on stage is the way that you play off each other. And I'm sitting there watching this performance and I'm thinking, well, who do they remind me of? And the way you guys play together, it reminds me of, well, great bands like The Band. I just kind of like the way that you guys come together on stage. So tell us a little bit about yourselves and tell us about who you, you know, look to as the mentors for the type of music you produce.
Well, first, thank you so much. That's a huge compliment. We obviously love the band, so that's definitely one of them.
Well, I was going to say you have a little bit of a Levon Helm thing down there.
It's a beard, you know. It's my beard. Ethan and I and Jim, who plays banjo, we went to high school together. We've been playing music together for a long, long time. We picked up Will and Rob, respectively, over the last couple of years. And we just really meshed. As far as, you know, playing off each other on stage, we really want to make our shows a party. We like to have fun. We like the audience to have fun. And so we try to bring that that feeling up on stage when we get up.
So tell me a little bit about the albums. I think the first one, was it Bandits and Bridges? Did I get the title right?
Yes, you did.
And the new one's Cash and Carry. So tell us a little bit about Union Juke on disc.
On disc, all right. So we actually also have a grouping of songs before Bandits and Bridges. We don't call that an album or a record. It's just a collection of some recordings we have that you can still get for free on our website. But these two records, I mean, we approach them both in a similar way as far as the music. We try and write a lot of songs, and we have many songwriters in the band. So Cash and Carry started off with, I think, between 25 and 30 songs. We then demoed 22 of them, and then we chose 12 for the record. We try and make our record sound like our show. We try and play it live. We try and get excited when we're recording it, even if it's 2 a.m. or 9 a.m. or whatever it is, right? And the big difference between Bandits and Bridges and Cash and Carry, I think, is just the amount of money we spent on recording it. The first one was very DIY. We did it with mostly our own gear. And the second one, we brought in a great engineer and a mix engineer named Andrew Mullen, and he really, I think, did us justice on the record, and we're really happy with it.
So let's talk a bit about shows. I mean, you're playing Mariposa. This is the second time that you're doing that. I know that you just released the album, I think, in Toronto at the end of June. What shows do you have lined up in the next few months?
We're actually, this is the very beginning of our tour, Mariposa. We were in Port Hope a few days ago, now Mariposa, and then we're heading on out to the West Coast for the first time out to BC and back. Rob, our guitar player, is from Red Deer, Alberta, and we've never been there, so there's a whole slew of people there who are just itching to see us, including his big family and friends. So the next little bit is going on out there, coming home, and then we have some festivals in August, Shelter Valley and Summer Folk and Owen Sound, and then back to the city in the fall. Hopefully start recording again with another record sometime.
We're heading east in September.
Right.
We have a wedding in Moncton to play, and we're building a little tour around that.
Oh, I was going to say, if you would like Union Juke to play a wedding, you probably need to get in quick, because eventually they will be too big to do weddings.
We've played a lot of weddings, and people are sometimes surprised at that. And, you know, they ask us, well, you must have had to learn a lot of songs. And we tell people who want us to play their weddings, we just play our own stuff. We play maybe 2 or 3 covers in a 3
maybe a waltz or two.
Yeah. we play only maybe 1 cover per set. And we sometimes play 3 sets at weddings and things like that. And, you know, people really dig it. And we have a lot of fun being able to play our own music at weddings. And we're really blessed like that.
Now, I love the way that you guys line up across the stage. I mean, you obviously... you play a lot of percussion, but you play it as one of the guys at the front. I know that's a kind of style that has come through with bands like the Mumford & Sons. Is it a sort of deliberate style to try and make sure that, as well as, you know, playing off each other on stage, you really want to make sure that you're... It's almost like being more with the audience, you know, rather having someone, you know, adding percussion at the back or a bass player that's off to the side, you know, the rhythm section that typically doesn't get that much exposure. You really want to give everybody... a little bit of exposure with the audience.
I think it's definitely an inclusion thing and getting close to the audience, but I think also we didn't want to have to pay a 6th member to play the drums. When we started playing, you know, it's folk music, so we were all string instruments and there was no percussion at all. And then as our style sort of evolved into being a little punchier, a little more raw, we were like, we need some percussives, we need some cymbals, we need something to give it some oomph, some chutzpah. So, yeah, it just kind of happened that way. I don't really remember how it happened, but we didn't want to pay someone to play the drums, and we wanted to all be together at the front. And we talked a little bit about getting a drummer, but, you know, we've become comfortable in the style we have, and we can still play tight, and people seem to like it. So, you know, why mess with a good thing?
What does the future hold? What are you hoping that will happen over the next few years? I mean, obviously, keep the band together. Where do you expect to go?
Oh, man, right to the top, I think. We're working hard trying to get agent and management and things like that behind us, because right now we're very independent. You know, having people help us book tours and book bigger gigs, hopefully make it down to the States. That's a big thing we want to get doing. And just keep putting out music. We write a lot of songs, like I said, and we're going to try and put out an album every year and a half, and... you know, really give a lot of content for people to listen to.
You know, I think you've got it down. When I watch you play and I watch the enthusiasm you bring to the performances and the quality of the songs that you actually have on offer, to me, I can only see great things. And hopefully you will get those people behind you that will allow you to move on to bigger things. And, you know, when I see a band like this, I can't help but think, oh, God, I can't wait to get them across the pond to the UK. I can't wait to get them down in the States, because the more exposure, the better. And obviously, the only way you get there is by gigging as much as you can.
Yeah, I mean, we've been on a real grind for the last little while, and the grind continues. And if you know anyone who wants to hire us in the UK, by all means, send our information along. Yeah, I mean, we want to take it as far as we can. I can't imagine ever being happy doing anything else other than playing music. So why bother?
Well, it's always that thing, you know, when you're from away, you're always more appealing than when you're from here. So I'm certainly hoping perhaps next summer maybe you can plan it. You know, a tour across to Europe or something like that. That would be absolutely, absolutely awesome. Just a few seconds left. I'm going to get you to tell people how they can learn more about Union Duke and how they can get your albums.
All right. Well, you go to very simple, uniondeuke.com. You can search us on YouTube. We have lots of videos. Our records are available from us, from iTunes, from our website, from Bandcamp. You can get it all through our website. Uniondeuke.com is your hub for Union Duke stuff.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, at Union Duke.
One last thing. We're going to play some Union Duke. We're going to play something off the new album, Cash and Carry. What's it going to be?
It's a tune called A Little More.
That's great. Union Duke, Folk Roots Radio.
Thank you.
Monday morning comes. Are you thinking back to this weekend, just the two of us? But you're up and out when I'm sleeping now. You wrote it on the window, you wrote it on the mirror. I saw it when I woke up, but your words had faded too damn unclear. So all my dreams are stuck on the picture that I'm needing. Is it just enough? Is it you and me that I'm seeing now? You wrote it on the window, you wrote it on the mirror. I saw when I woke up, but your words had faded too damn unclear. So wipe it off the window, wipe it off the mirror, wipe away that thin mark, and wonder if you meant it all, my dear. Say a little more, say a little more than you did before. Faded too damn unclear.